This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And SoftBank has invested $940 million in Nuro for driverless deliveries. Look at how one startup is building robotic vehicles to deliver groceries and other items from the street. A hefty injection of capital that could help accelerate the race to put driverless vehicles on the road. Breaking it all down after these tech headlines. President Trump signed an executive order Monday aimed at boosting U.S. development on artificial intelligence and at slowing down China's momentum in this field. The order directs federal agencies to prioritize AI in their research and development. The journal goes on to write about how AI has the potential to do things like revolutionize transportation, healthcare, and other industries, as well as creating so-called smart cities where traffic flows, law enforcement, and emergency services are centrally coordinated. The journal's John D. McKinnon has more at WSJ.com. Tesla is cranking out Model 3 sedans, the mainstream electric car in the making. It expects to deliver as many as 400,000 vehicles worldwide this year, roughly four times what it sold 2 years ago. Tesla also began shipping Model 3s to Europe this quarter for the first time. But the journal's Tim Higgins writes that now Tesla needs to make sure they all get good service. Tesla customers have been venting on social media about trouble getting repair appointments. CEO Elon Musk says improving maintenance is a top priority this year. Tesla has 85 service centers sprinkled around the U.S., and ahead of bringing out the Model 3, it's invested in mobile tech teams that could visit customers. The company estimates 80% of repairs can be done outside of service centers and plans to increase its mobile service fleet by 24% this year. And now, how one Fortnite marshmallow mashup showcases a new avenue for games and music. The electronic dance producer Marshmallow, in avatar form, recently held a concert in the video game Fortnite, signaling Fortnite's new potential as an entertainment platform. Marshmallow's performance followed the classic Fortnite playbook. The concert was free, though players could buy virtual costumes and weapons and dance moves specifically designed for the event. If you're curious, a costume with a marshmallow head cost $15. A marsh walk dance move went for $5. Analysts say the marshmallow promotion racked up more than $30 million in sales of virtual goods. That's compared with between $5 million and $10 million on a typical day. Coming up, SoftBank invests almost $1 billion in robotic delivery startup Nuro, a look at the company focused on creating its own electric vehicles, especially made for in-town deliveries. SoftBank Group is investing almost $1 billion in Nuro, Inc. This is a robotic delivery vehicle startup focused on making its own electric vehicles, especially made for in-town deliveries. And the journal's Tim Higgins says this hefty injection of capital could very well accelerate the race to put driverless vehicles on the road. Let's get more from Tim. He joins us from our San Francisco booth with more. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
So this is a little bit of a different vehicle in the mix, different to the kinds we usually talk about. If you could first kind of describe what Nuro's delivery vehicle looks like, what it's been doing, how it's been testing, a little backstory, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, sure. Think about a Toyota Corolla, the typical compact sedan that you see on the roadway. Well, Nuro's vehicle is especially made. It's about half as wide as that and shorter than a Toyota Corolla. So it's a small vehicle that in a lot of ways looks like a perhaps cigar on wheels.
Yeah.
There are two doors on the side that open up to reveal compartments for groceries or other packages that you might want to deliver. The front of the vehicle, I look at it, it has kind of a glassy appearance. It almost looks like what you might imagine if a Cars movie character came to life. There's the sensors and the lights and whatnot create a little bit of a robot face. And this vehicle is, you know, a robot that's been specially designed to deliver things around town. Rather than converting a Toyota Corolla or another vehicle into a robot car, this company is set out to make a specially made electric vehicle for the purpose of autonomous delivery.
Right. And you can see the difference clear as day. I encourage listeners to check out Tim's story. You can really see what we're working with here. So now it's all about trying to build a business at city scale. And with this funding, you know, obviously the ability to do that has been accelerated, but I gather here's where things get complicated, right? What happens now?
Yeah, this money will definitely help them build out. That right now they got about a half dozen of these specially made vehicles. They want to ramp up production of them to start testing and really deploying. And they say this money will help with that. I think if you were to talk about autonomous vehicles just a few years ago, the common kind of belief it was that this was a software challenge, and once the software was perfected, these autonomous vehicles could just be rolled out. But as we get closer and closer to the real kind of deployment, we see that it's actually much more than just software. It's also having to deal with how these vehicles operate in the real world. So for example, right now when Nuro is testing its fully driverless vehicle, they run a chase car behind it to be there to help with people on the road understand what's going on, but also to monitor their vehicle as it's being deployed so they can be the backup eyes for it. Also there are the other things. You know, when these vehicles arrive to deliver groceries at people's homes, they have to, you know, deal with those people. How does the person know that it's there? What happens if they don't come out in a reasonable time? These are the kinds of things that self-driving delivery operations are having to deal with. I remember several months ago, we wrote about an effort between Ford and Domino's to test the idea of driverless pizza delivery.
Sure.
And they did this, and they found that sometimes they had a hard time getting the people to come out from the house to the car to get the pizza. And they realized that what was happening was the parents were ordering the pizza for the kids and then going out on maybe date night and leaving them with the babysitter. Well, they ordered the pizza with their cell phone, and the cell phone number was the one that the robot had to call and say, hey, your pizza's here. So the babysitter would never know the pizza was there to go outside to pick up.
Right. You know, the startup world has a lot going on in this field. Nuro with this SoftBank investment is the big news of this week. But do you expect a lot more in this particular field of robotic transportation delivery?
Well, what we've seen in the last week or so are two big announcements. We saw the Nuro announcement from SoftBank. And last week we saw a more than $500 million investment into a competitor self-driving software company called Aurora that included money from Amazon.com. Those are two of the big startups in the Valley. They're getting a lot of attention. A third one is a company called Zooks, which raised $500 million last August. And their idea is to create a specially made vehicle for robot taxi service. These three companies are doing very ambitious things, and they've attracted a lot of the big talent in the Valley. And they were founded by people largely who had kind of, made a name for themselves in the early days of the efforts to create self-driving vehicles. In particular, many of them were at the Google project. So we see them. There are some other smaller companies out there. I think of May Mobility out of Detroit. They are focusing on vehicles that would be targeted for specific uses, such as shuttles around a maybe less busy area of Detroit between office building and parking, that sort of thing, where they feel like they can deploy these vehicles in the near term. Even now, they have vehicles operating and start collecting revenue as they transition to taking out the safety operators in the near future. They see that as an easier win, if you will, because there's already a need for shuttles to parking lots and that sort of thing. And companies are already paying people to do that. And a lot of times you'll find that the service is not always the way you might like it because they got a big van and they don't want to rent it constantly. And May Mobility would make the argument of, hey, we've got smaller shuttles that can, run more frequently. Maybe this makes sense to a business as a cost perspective. So you see all of these companies trying to basically attack this issue of deployment in a different way, appeal to investors who in some cases feel like there are a lot of options and are not sure who's going to win in this space, and B, it's not quite clear yet what the magic first application of self-driving technology is going to be.
Right. There's clearly a lot going on, a lot to keep our eye on. So, Tim, thank you as always for the latest.
Thank you.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.